Welcome. This is Kathy Keating, Shackley's Vice President of Field Communications, and I'd like to thank you all for making the time to join us this evening. Tonight's call is brought to you as a webcast with streaming audio. So if you're listening on your phone and you'd like to follow the webcast presentation, please check your email and click on the link that's waiting for you there in the invite to this event. If you're listening via your computer, please make sure that you're not also on the phone with us at the same time because that can cause audio problems for you. We learned that the last time we ran one of these events. Tonight is special because we're going to be introducing you to the newest member of the Shackley Get Clean family of products, home care products that are safe, powerful, green, and smart. 50 years ago, Shackley launched one of the very first biodegradable household cleaners on the marketplace, our flagship Get Clean product, Basic H Squared. Since then, we've been at the forefront in creating healthy products that are also good for the planet. And tonight, we're very excited to tell you about another first, Get Clean Water, a multi-patented water filtration system that can help you feel great about the water you're drinking and serving to your family, while at the same time feeling great about the difference you're making for the planet. We have a number of special guests with us tonight. You'll be hearing from Dr. Jamie McManus, Shackley's Chairman of Medical Affairs, Health Sciences, and Education, as well as from Cindy Latham, Senior Vice President of Global Marketing from Shackley, and her colleague Robin Forbes, Senior Director of Product Marketing. We also have a very special guest, an experienced Shackley business leader, Brenda McCummins from Michigan, who's going to share with you why this is such a terrific addition to our Shackley Get Clean line and how Get Clean Water can make a difference for you, the people in your life, and if you're a Shackley distributor in your business. So at this time, I'm going to hand things over to Dr. Jamie McManus. Dr. McManus, water's pretty important, isn't it?
Water's important, Kathy, and thank you. And hello, Shackley family. We're happy to be here tonight. And yes, just to remind everybody, I'm going to talk a little bit about all the reasons why water is so important for your health. As you go out and share this wonderful new product, we want to make sure you have lots of good talking points about the sort of things to remind people as to why water is so important. Number one, water is actually 60% of your total body weight. So obviously that's pretty important. Outside of air, it is one of the most important compounds that you interact with on a daily basis and is necessary to run the functioning of your body. It is by far the most abundant compound in your body. Every body system depends on water, your kidneys, your circulation, your brain, cellular function. If you have too little water, you're dehydrated too much, you actually can have water intoxication. And of course, having little bugs floating around your water as well as chemicals can deliver things in your water that you don't want. So too little, too much, and the wrong kind of water essentially, or wrong components in the water, can definitely lead directly to health issues, both short-term and long-term health issues. Water has multiple functions in the body, starting kind of from the top and going down to the bottom of your body. Your brain absolutely needs adequate water intake for function. People can become confused, actually leading to things like heat prostration and heat stroke that can result from lack of water intake. You can notice better studying ability, better learning ability just by having optimum water intake. It's very important for regulating your temperature. People who are trying to control their calorie intake will oftentimes notice that if they drink more water, they actually have their hunger more managed. And the reason for that is because the center in the brain that picks up whether you're hungry or not is also the part of your brain that notices thirst, that detects thirst. And so you can actually help control your hunger as well as control thirst. When you actually sense thirst, you're already dehydrated. So it's actually important to be very proactive about your water intake. Water is very important in your circulation. It actually helps to transport oxygen and delivers nutrients to your cells. We know that water intake, what we really most identify water intake with probably is our kidneys and actually flushing waste out of our system. It's actually important for both kidney function and liver function. We have lots of music to help us along tonight. This is great.
Soft bean music.
Yeah, absolutely. It's also good for your digestive system. Many of you know that if you go on vacation or you change your eating habits in any way, you're traveling or whatever, and you don't drink enough water, you can become constipated. And we all know that one of the things we can do for someone who's constipated, the most important thing for me as a physician is to tell you to drink more water. And also just moisturizing, all of your vascular system, as well as your mucous membranes in your mouth, your eye, your nose, et cetera. Certain factors that influence your water needs on a daily basis or on an intermittent basis. Number one, of course, is exercise. Certainly, if you engage in exercise that makes you sweat, or for women, we just glow, I think. We don't actually perspire. Mm-hmm. Then, that does increase your water losses in your body, so you have to compensate for that loss of water. Short-term exercise, 30 to 45 minutes. You need an extra 1.5 to 2.5 cups of water for that. If you're going to exercise intensely or for longer periods of time, that increases the amount of water you need to take. And just kind of pay attention to how much you're sweating will tell you how much water replacement. The heat and humid environments, we're in the summer months here, and certainly that greatly contribute to confusion, especially in elderly people or people more at risk groups. And so that's another situation where you want to be more proactive. If you in a hot or humid environment, especially if you know someone who's older or children, both ages at both ends of the age spectrum. Also, higher altitudes as well. Those of you who live in Denver and higher altitudes know that you can get very dehydrated and very dry very easily, and that's because of increased urination and actually more rapid breathing when you're at higher altitudes. Certain health conditions, if you have the flu, if you have a high fever, if you have a number of different illnesses, more water intake can be important. Actually, there's certain illnesses such as certain liver diseases and congestive heart failure where you actually may need to limit your water needs, but again, still you want to have the best water possible. During pregnancy and especially during breastfeeding time, you definitely need to increase by a couple of glasses a day of your water intake. So again, infants and elderly and kind of the both ends of the age spectrum, you really have to be careful about being a little more proactive about your water intake. So how much do you need? Well, the classic rule, the 8x8 rule, 8 fluid ounces of per day, 8 fluid ounces glasses per day is a good rule of thumb to use. That essentially replaces your daily water losses, so that's like your foundation. If you're living in hot weather, if you're exercising, especially outside, if you're breastfeeding, if you're, living in a more humid environment, then all of those situations may lead to your needing a higher amount of water per day. So increase kind of, like we said, 1 to 2 glasses per hour, per 45 minutes to an hour of additional activities or exposure to those situations such as hot, humid weather. Okay, so what are your choices of hydration? Well, we obviously very strongly in Shackley and very strongly as a physician recommend that people drink water. Water is by far the very best beverage that we should all be drinking plenty of. It is the foundation of hydration. So clean, filtered water is really where we want to recommend people to go. I want to take this opportunity to remind people that they really want to avoid those sugary, highly caffeinated beverages that contain artificial flavors and colors and added preservatives. And I know everyone's around the table drinking one of those right now. Just kidding. Really, no, we wouldn't be doing that here in Shackley. And in the U.S., it's kind of interesting. Over the past 30 years or so, beverages now account for over 20% of our daily caloric intake, which really is contributing to the obesity epidemic. We used to, in the 1960s and 70s, on average, drink about 200 calories a day of beverages. Now we drink over 500 calories a day of in sugary beverages. And so, again, just kind of remind everyone to come make your water choices count. There are things like your meal replacement beverages and things like performance, which can be founded in that good, clean, filtered filtered water is definitely where we want you to go, which is good for your overall health, for your mental focus and clarity and function, as well as for your overall hydration, weight control, and everything. Okay, with that, we're going to turn it over to the launch, the official launch, the drum roll, official launch. Les, where's the music now when we need it? The real dirt on clean water and our solution for that, Cindy Latham.
Hi. Thanks, Dr. McManus. I really appreciate it. So here's the deal, is that we're all supposed to be drinking more water, and the question at hand is, how safe is your drinking water? And there's a lot of information that we want to share with you that's really the real dirt on clean water. You know, we assume the water we drink from our tap is safe. I mean, I think that's what everybody is thinking, you know, living in this country. The issue is that it may look clean, but it's really a question of how safe really is it. And the truth is that the chemicals that can be harmful to your health can actually turn up in the water your family drinks. So let's talk about what's in your water today. And I want to start with sharing a couple of facts with you. And in a study that was done by the Environmental Working Group, it found that a total of more than 300 different agricultural and industrial pollutants were found in the tap water of 45 states. And more than half of those pollutants have no drinking water safety standards. And yet another fact, up to 20% of the lead exposure that we take in comes from our drinking water. Well, let me add one more, if that's not enough. And that's according to the EPA, public water utilities have violated the Safe Drinking Water Act more than 700,000 times in the past 7 years. And that's really, really stunning. Now, these things are invisible. These are things that you can't see that may be in your tap water. And Dr. McManus, why don't you tell us a little bit more about the health issues, the kind of things that are in your water today?
Sure, absolutely. So, you know, unfortunately, these are things that we can't see. These are things that we can't taste necessarily. And so we really need to be a little more proactive about understanding what it is that is of concern out there in our water supply. And there's a couple of things that have been looked at, and we do know that there's both short-term and long-term risks related to being exposed to these sorts of chemicals and compounds. Disinfectant byproducts. Again, these are things that get into the water supply from household use, chemical and industrial use, and long-term exposure can cause a variety of issues, including many types of cancer, liver cancer, kidney cancer, and a lot of central nervous and degenerative disorders are related to some of these exposures to chemical compounds. Heavy metals, I mean, we certainly know that heavy metals are incredibly toxic and can cause liver problems. Children have a much smaller body mass, and so children being exposed to any of these chemicals have a much higher impact, and certain behavioral problems and learning disabilities can be related to exposures to a number of these heavy metals. Unfortunately, agricultural byproducts get into our water supply relatively easily, and many cancers have been associated with long-term exposure. People who live in areas where there's a lot of farming, you'll see clusters of cancers in those particular areas that have been exposed to, you know, where the people, where the drinking water and the groundwater essentially has these agricultural pollutants. And then, of course, industrial pollutants, people that live in an urban area and long-term exposure to many of these industrial chemicals, as you've heard from Cindy and Red and, you know, a lot of the Get Clean information, you know, exposure to these can lead to all sorts of different hematologic disorders, things like leukemias and lymphomas, and many problems, many liver and kidney disorders, and a variety of different types of cancers in addition to the leukemias and lymphomas. So that's what's in your water, and now specifically let's go through some of the specifics about each of these categories.
Exactly. So one of the very first that Dr. McManus shared with you is the disinfectant byproducts that are in your water. Now, where are these things coming from? Well, in fact, what's really important is public drinking water disinfection is done by water utilities, and that's done very importantly to protect us from waterborne diseases. But the issue is that the chemicals that are used can form these byproducts, and these byproducts can increase the risk of things like cancer. That's the concern about these disinfection byproducts, and the way that you handle it is that you really have to filter your tap water to make sure that that's not present in the water that you drink. So that's just one. And let's go to another. Let's talk about heavy metals.
Sure, absolutely, heavy metals. Lead, mercury, and cadmium. These are terms that people have heard before, of course, especially lead. These definitely show up in our drinking water. In fact, as Cindy mentioned, 20% of our exposure to lead actually can come from our drinking water. And lead is, again, a particular risk to children, again, because of their smaller body mass. The level of these compounds in the body has a much more effect on their tissues, and in particular in their developing tissues like their brain, which is why the main issue or the most significant issue related to lead in children is related to their learning abilities. So you can actually see impairments in growth and learning disabilities. And for adults, actually, because, again, the children who are exposed to lead grow up and become adults that have long-term exposure to lead and can cause things like hypertension or high blood pressure and various kidney problems. So lead contamination of drinking water can occur, occurs essentially as the water travels through the pipe. That's how it gets there. And the goal then, of course, is to take it out, right?
Absolutely. All right, so let's go to another type of pollutant, and that's agricultural pollutants. Now, this one really just stunned me when, you know, just as we've been digging into understanding the kind of things that are in our drinking water. One of the most frequently detected pesticides in our groundwater, our surface water, and our drinking water happens to be a pesticide called atrazine. And atrazine is used very actively in farming. There are over 70 million pounds of it applied in the United States. It's actually banned in Europe. And long-term exposure to just atrazine can cause cardiovascular and reproductive problems. So that's a big one, and that's present, can be present in our drinking water that you got to take care of when you're filtering your tap water.
Absolutely. And then industrial pollutants, and one of the more common ones, and certainly in a mass effect category, would be something called benzene. Up to 6 million pounds of benzene are released into the U.S. Every year, getting into our water supply. The EWG actually found that 205 industrial pollutants in our tap water are found in 45 states. Benzene is one of those, and long-term exposure to benzene can cause disorders such as anemia, drops in platelets, as well as increased risk in certain types of cancer.
So the real dirt on clean water is that there's a whole lot of invisible contaminants that can be harmful to our health and the health of our families. And these are the things like the pesticides, heavy metals, pollutants, and so much more. Now, there's an assumption out there that you can get safer water by drinking bottled water. But the issue is these potential contaminants in your tap water also can find their way into the bottled water just as easily. And the Environmental Working Group found that there are 38 different types of contaminants that were found in 10 popular brands of bottled water, for example. So reaching for bottled water as a safer choice is not really necessarily the answer here either. The other issue about bottled water is it's just a bad choice. It's a bad choice for your wallet. It's a bad choice for the environment. You know, bottled water is going to cost you hundreds to thousand times more than tap water is going to run. And in terms of the environmental effect of bottled water, it's huge. It's very, very big. Just to create the amount of bottled water that Americans drink per year, it uses 1.5 million barrels of oil. That's enough to fuel 50,000 cars for an entire year, just the making of the bottled water. Then over 1.5 million tons of packaging waste are coming from bottled water that are filling up our landfills, and only about a third of water bottles are even recycled. So bottled water is really not the answer for people. So let's talk about what you can do. So Dr. McManus, what can we do to...
Well, you know, we certainly can get educated, right? And definitely learn, you know, learn what's in your water, because we can actually, you can specifically find that out in your area. There's a website that, for those of you on the webcast, epa.gov/safewater. It can help you. That's where you can go investigate. A lot of water departments that put out information. But I think going to the EPA website is probably the best way.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And then to take action, obviously, what we want you to do is to look for water filtration systems that are independently certified to reduce the contaminants in your water that are hazardous to your health. So you've just learned about all of these various things that are in our water supply. It's not a question of whether they are or they aren't. They are. And so we want to find a solution for removing all these contaminants that we know have these both short-term and long-term risks for essentially everybody. And so I think you have a solution for us, Cindy.
Well, the good news, the cleaner, healthier water is here, and it's here with our Get Clean Water, and we're really, really excited about it because it's just such a wonderful, wonderful choice and something that we have so much to talk about. There's so many unique points of difference with our Get Clean Water pitcher system. So, you know, you heard at the very beginning of the call when Kathy was sharing this with you, this is a new multi-patented water filtration system, and it uses a solid block of carbon to clean your water. And it's reducing a whole bunch of nasty contaminants, a lot of the things that we were describing to you, including 99% of lead. And here's the big deal. This beats the pants off leading brands, and we're really excited about that. It's certified to reduce lead, Brita, and Pure or Not. It's going to filter 80 gallons per filter. That's twice the amount of Brita and Pure, which is just fantastic. It's the first pitcher with a refillable carbon block system, and you're going to hear more about why that's so important. And it's very affordable. It costs only pennies a gallon to do. And like every Get Clean product, Get Clean Water is safe, powerful, green, and smart. Now, to hear more about this, as somebody that's really been leading the charge here at the home office to really make Get Clean Water happen, and that's Robin Forbes, our Senior Director of Personal Care and Household, and a real expert on Get Clean. So, Robin, why don't you tell us some more about what's so incredible about Get Clean Water?
Thanks, Cindy. Well, obviously, the first thing that we want to talk about is safe clean. So Get Clean Water is safe clean. It reduces contaminants that we were talking about, like lead, disinfection byproducts, industrial pollutants, agricultural pollutants, and other heavy metals. And as Cindy mentioned, it's certified to reduce up to 99% of lead, and Brita and Pure are not.
So let's go to the next page of your, this is a really, really important slide that is showing up on your screen right now. And I really want you to look at this carefully because what Get Clean Water does is it really outperforms the leading brands. Now, you guys are going to see this chart in a whole bunch of the materials that are available to you because we really wanted to call out how much better in every single way the Get Clean Water is than the leading brand of Brita and Pure. So a lot of the contaminants that Dr. McManus and I were describing early, you can see that Get Clean Water really makes an enormous difference on the quality of your water. And that's happening because of this really unique carbon block filter. And you're going to hear more about it. But so that's really, really exciting. Let's talk more about why it's so powerful.
So one of the reasons that Get Clean Water is so powerful is because of this powerful solid carbon block filter. And that solid carbon block filter is what is certified to reduce dozens of contaminants. It's basically the same technology as expensive sink installed systems.
And what are the other kind of filters that are being used out there? How is this different?
Well, most of the filters that you'll find in pitcher systems are granular carbon. And most of them are no longer be able to be certified for lead because mm-hmm. lead passes through the granules. They've really tightened up those requirements a lot. Mm-hmm. And usually you only find solid block on, you know, a really expensive, you know, under sink mounts and things like that. And they really are the ones that effectively reduce the most contaminants.
And this pitcher is the very first refillable carbon block pitcher filter in the market.
That's correct. So cool. This is the very first refillable carbon block pitcher filter. Using that same advanced carbon block technology we were talking about. It filters twice the amount of water per filter as well. So you're getting 80 gallons of filtered water per every filter. Most of the leading brands only filter 40 gallons per.
So twice as much.
Twice as much.
And it gets
water.
Rid of a lot more things.
Getting rid of many, many more contaminants. It's actually reduced, it's certified to reduce five times more contaminants than Brita.
Okay, so far Get Clean Water is safe because it's pulling all this stuff out. It's powerful because it's working and having technology nobody else has. And what I'm going to talk about is it's green. And this is a really exciting attribute about Get Clean Water, too, because what we have is the very first refillable carbon block pitcher filter. Now, what does that mean? There's actually on filters that are on the market when you use, like, Brita and Pure, there's a plastic filter, and when you're done, you throw it in the trash can. The neat thing about the Get Clean water pitcher is it has this refillable housing, so that the housing plastic, you just take the carbon block filter when you're done with it and change it and replace it in the housing. Then you reuse that housing, so you're not throwing plastic away, which is a big deal because it makes a big difference. Each and everything we do every single day makes a difference. The other thing that's really neat about this is that it's the very first coconut shell carbon block pitcher filter. Now, what is that? Why is that one a big deal? Well, using and trying to create a carbon block technology is actually a highly polluting process, and it's also being done using inorganic materials. So what we wanted to do is use a sustainable material, so we're actually using sustainable coconut shells for our carbon block, and that's very unique as, carries patents to it. No one's really done this before, so we're really excited about it, and it's certified, so it doesn't create any carbon emissions as it's being manufactured. So it's got a whole bunch of reasons that it's also green, too, and it's smart. Why is it so smart, Robin?
This is super smart in so many ways. It's like the smartest water pitcher you'll ever come across. First of all, it is a great value. Because it filters 80 gallons per filter, you really are talking about just pennies a gallon. And again, one Get Clean water filter will replace over 600 16-ounce standard bottles of water. So you're getting a great value for every filter and getting cleaner, healthier water.
So there's this great chart that for all of you guys that are on the webcast, there's a great chart on your screen. And we're going to talk about some of these attributes. And so this is really what makes Get Clean water so unique and different. So let's talk about that next. So, Robin, can you describe the pitcher a little bit more?
Sure. One of the first really smart features of the pitcher, it's actually the first automatic pitcher meter that shows how many gallons you've filtered, so you know exactly when to replace your filter. So you're not guessing it based on a month or 2 months or 3 months. It actually shows you, based on your use, how many gallons you've filtered so that you make sure you change your filter at exactly the right time, so that you get great value out of your filter, but you always have cleaner, healthier water.
Yeah, a lot of the filters out there, they say, hey, just change it in, 2 months or
exactly.
something. Exactly. And you don't know if actually it's pulling all the contaminants out, so you're just kind of guessing. This system tells you precisely when you need to change your filter, and that's really unique on this.
It is. It's very unique.
Okay. So let's also talk about the type of plastic that's used on the pitcher itself, because we're using a food-safe plastic, and we're using a BPA-free plastic. And as you guys know, bisphenol A is showing up in a lot of the different types of plastics out there. The CDC reports bisphenol A is present in most of our bodies, and there are health issues associated with it. So as with any Shaklee product, we make them as safe and incredible as possible. So we're using a plastic that's food safe and free of any BPA.
Also incredibly attractive.
And it's beautiful.
It's a beautiful picture. I mean, beautifully designed. Good job, ladies.
Yes.
Yeah, it actually has a great slim shape. It filters 10 cups of water and holds 10 cups of water, but fits easily into a refrigerator, so you're not taking up a bunch of extra space on it, and it's actually easy to pour from as well.
Now, can you talk a little bit about this issue about it being, something that we can be this Water Quality Association certification? Let's talk about that, because I think that there's two different certification organizations in this country. One is NSF. And one is Water Quality Association. And we picked the Water Quality Association because it's actually a higher standard of certification than NSF. So we kind of stepped it up with this one, didn't we?
That's correct. So basically the Water Quality Association uses the NSF standards, but they have additional standards as well. And so exactly what you said, Cindy, it's considered the gold standard of outside certification for water filtration.
So we have the highest standard, the highest certification standard you could ever have on a water pitcher filtration system we've got with Get Clean Water, which
Absolutely.
Is really exciting. So, the health of our families is our responsibility, and we are really, really excited that we have a choice that people can use in their homes every single day. It's very, very easy to use. It's got all sorts of incredible attributes. Cleaner, healthier water is something that you can bring into your home and share with your families immediately. It's something that's simple to operate and use that you can do every single day and share wonderful water with your family. And to hear more about the products and the pricing, I'd like to have Robin kind of run you through those. So, again, up on your screen, you're going to see some additional information, and she'll walk you through that, too.
Great. Thanks, Cindy.
Uh-huh.
So I'm just going to run you through all the different products and the pricing, starting out with our starter pack with three-pack filter. We call this 365 days of cleaner, healthier water because this pack, this one little starter pack, actually represents 320 gallons of water, which is the average estimated annual usage for a family of four. So you may use more water than that, which is great, but it's a great way to get started. This actually filters more than 5,000 8-ounce glasses of water at just a penny a glass and saves more than 2,400 plastic bottles from the landfill. So you can see here also it's the MN price is $105.95. And this actually has a 15% discount on the filters versus if you bought the filters, the three-pack filters individually, and for a little bit extra PV as well. And so this is a great way to get started on get clean water and make sure that you always have cleaner water. The second one is our starter pack, which is the pitcher and the refillable housing kit. And that is an MN price of $57.50. And that will give you your filter with it. So you have 80 gallons of water and your pitcher to get started. And that's a great option. Now, if you have a pitcher that you love, like your Perfect pitcher, and even some other competitive pitchers, you can have cleaner, healthier water as well. Because one of the amazing things we haven't talked about yet on this refillable filter housing kit is it will fit in your Perfect pitcher.
Get out.
Yay. And wait, so, did you just say it will fit in any other competitor pitchers too?
Yeah.
The big ones, the Brita and Pure?
It will definitely fit in all of the leading pitchers that are out there.
We'd rather that they buy a Get Clean pitcher.
Of course. Well, our pitcher, as you said, it's so beautiful. It's so beautiful. But it will fit that. But most importantly for our Shackley family is it will fit your Perfect pitcher filter, your perfect pitcher. That's hard to say. So you can just buy the housing kit and have the same great clean water. The other thing that I do want to point out, by the way, is that our filter will fit other people's pitchers, but theirs will not fit ours.
Yay!
So that's a nice little thing to know. So for just $27.50, you can buy the housing, which comes with the filter. You can have 80 gallons of fresh, clean water, and you can use it in your existing pitcher if you have one, or, of course, buy the beautiful Get Clean water pitcher as well. And then, as always, we have our filter pack refills. So there's a single filter and a three-pack filter. And the three-pack filter does represent a 10% discount, so that brings this phenomenal penny per glass down even further.
Wow. Good job.
And then we also have a replacement pitcher just if your pitcher gets, you know, broken or damaged. So now we want to introduce Brenda McCummins. Kathy?
Yeah, hi. Sure, absolutely. Brenda, are you there?
I am.
Hi, Brenda. Hey, folks, this is Senior Coordinator Brenda McCummins from Michigan. Brenda, what do you think about this so far?
I got to tell you, I was excited about this Get Clean Water system before I listened to your presentation. But now that I've listened to your presentation, I can hardly sit in my chair. This is wonderful. You guys have done like A-plus in every single area of this product. I am really excited. I'm really geeked. Let me tell you one of the things that I noticed right away. We've always been excited about the Get Clean line. Ever since it came out, you know, we started right away incorporating it and using it to not only build volume but also to build directors. And so we've always been excited about Get Clean, and now we just have something else to add because everybody's talking about their water. You know, just all you guys did such a great job at the problems and the cost and all of the waste and the landfills and all of that. That PowerPoint you just had was just really, really good. However, for me, Cindy and Dr. Jamie, I got to tell you guys, it's all about health. I am so excited because this gets cleaner, cleaner, better water to people, and people are wanting that. They really are. They're looking at it. They're talking about it. Now we have a really good solution. It's a concept in which I love the product because it's beautiful. I love the results that you guys have documented, and you have such great credentials on, and you have compared to other products. I mean, for us in the field, I think that you guys have made it so easy for us. It's not only beautiful, and I love the design. I mean, when mine came UPS, I was like, my husband and I were racing to the door to see who was going to get it, who was going to be able to put it together, who was going to get the first drink of water. Now, we have had good water for a long time in our house, but this is exceptional, and this is exciting that Shackley has done all of this great background work to make it easy for us to present to people.
So you really like the taste of the water, huh?
I love the taste of the water. It's just, it really tastes wonderful, but I couldn't help to think, but what Cindy said initially about the Get Clean products is that real clean doesn't have a smell. Her and Sloan said that over and over again, and I was tasting this water, and I was thinking, it tastes so good. I just don't taste anything bad. I don't taste anything. It's wonderful. So I'm sitting here drinking it now so you guys can all be really jealous because it is really, really good. The other thing I was going to mention, if you don't mind, we started talking as soon as the wonderful unit came into our house. We started talking about what we were going to use it in our business and how we were going to help our business to grow. And I was walking around saying, ideas are flowing like water out of the pitcher. And my husband was just laughing. But, I mean, when you get thinking about it, I know that sounds corny. Maybe that sounds corny to you. But it really does make your mind just turn with ideas. We started talking about contacting all of our current members. Yes, that would build volume that way. But then for new people, we can use it as hostess gifts. We can use it as, I started talking about doing clean, healthier water events because I do a lot of group events. And then that would be a way to kind of an entrance gate into Shackley that would, to me, be a wonderful entrance gate because, you know, other products that we have little target markets that they really help and they make a difference in people's lives. But the target market for good water is everybody. Everybody. So it's their teenager going off to college. It's, you know, they're wonderful for shower gifts. They're wonderful for Christmas gifts. But everybody has, it's the target is everybody because everybody needs to drink better water.
Yep.
So we started talking about that. Then you guys talked about the 365-day of cleaner, healthier water, that package. I want to tell you, and I know I'm talking really fast. I'm sorry, but I'm really excited. I got to tell you, this is so good. I am so glad you did the 365-day package because when I started looking at it, wow, what a deal. I mean, pennies. We're talking pennies. And what else I really liked about it is that, I mean, really, ladies, ask yourself this. Wouldn't you want to buy it that way? I would. I mean, that's the way I would want to purchase a water treatment system. I would want to purchase it once because we're busy. I would want to purchase it, and I would not want to have to think about it again for the rest of the year. So I am so glad you did that. I am so glad you did that. That will make a difference in individual lives. I was thinking of one of my daughters has 6 kids. The other one has 4. And, you know, the difference in a busy mom's life to not be hauling home, you know, either gallons of water or hauling home cases of bottled water and feeling all guilty about it, to be able to offer her 365 days of cleaner, healthier water, I think that is the cat's meow. That is wonderful.
Yay!
So, I'm really excited. You did a great job, you guys. Kudos to all of you because it really is a great product. It's typical of Shackley's quality and Shackley's sense of responsibility, so it makes me really feel good to be able to offer it. Thank you.
Oh, well, thank you, Brenda. Yeah. And, yeah, that's our passion. We all share the same passion about changing people's lives and improving their health with Shackley. Incredible, incredible products. So we have such an amazing team with our scientists and our researchers and our marketing team all putting it together. So thank you for that. Now, we do want to share with you guys the tools that we have to support this line. So, again, on the folks on the webcast, there's a slide up here. And, Robin, why don't you talk them through all of these tools that will help them?
So one thing I want to let everyone know is that all of these products are open order right now. And all of the tools, there's an article on the Member Center, and all of these tools are linked, and everything is up and ready for you to look at and download and touch and see and feel tonight.
Yeah, I mean, when you say right now, you mean like right now.
I mean right now.
Ah.
Sir, everything is up and going, and you can go order right now if you want.
Cool.
Everything is, the product pages, everything is there. So you can go ahead and order. So we do have, we have a Get Clean Water brochure. Right now, it is a downloadable PDF. We had a little printing glitch, and those are going to be available probably, hopefully next week to order in 25 packs. We do have a product bulletin. We have a great comparison chart. You're going to love this chart because it compares several different national brands in terms of the contaminants they reduce, pricing, everything. So that's a great chart. You can see it kind of on the...
Yeah, let me ask a question that caused the comparison chart.
Mm-hmm.
That comparison chart compares like Brita and Pure and GE and other big leading brands that are out there, and it identifies all the pollutants, and it also compares by cost, right?
Correct.
So that's a chart everybody needs to get right away.
Absolutely, and that's a single-page download that you can go print right now, and it's a great comparison chart to show people and really show what Get Clean Water can do. And we also have the presentation that you just saw. The PowerPoint presentation is available as a download, and we have iTrack e-cards ready for you as well. So lots of great tools for you to use to successfully go out and talk to everyone about Get Clean Water.
And they'll probably see some more tools coming up, too. We'll
there will be,
know
yeah.
That, right?
Exactly. There'll be a few more things coming, but these are all ready right now.
Okay. So Get Clean Water is just a click away for all of you. So clear, healthier water. We're really excited about it. We want to thank all of you for your time.